ubiquitous synergy seekers. How does one go about seeking the synergy?
Well, I guess it's a combination of everybody coming and seeing it live and lyrics and melody and crazy sounds. And that's kind of what USS has come to define in the last 10 or 11 years.
And is that basically was the start of your musical journey about 10 years ago when you guys decided, yeah, we're going to make a proper go?
Yeah, we started in 2005 and it was Ash and I got together and we just decided that we wanted to hear what it would be like if you took like Nirvana and Buddy Holly and you put it on a set of turntables and we call it a campfire after party.
And that works for us here in the north.
That's all, well, I know, Campfire Central in Northern Ontario. And we've driven through Sudbury many times going across Canada, and we've actually played up there a few times.
And I was actually speaking to somebody, and they were trying to recall because they're like, I believe I saw them that they had played the Townhouse, which is, of course, like a stop for everybody when they come through here.
And that's like, I mean, even when I was a solo artist, I played the Townhouse, and it's just a mainstay for, like, you know, Canadian indie and rock bands.
For yourselves, when you, of course, made that conscious decision that this was the way you wanted to take your lives, was there a piece of advice that really stuck out to you that said, yep, this is why we got to do it? Or was it something that somebody said in particular that made you want to go this route?
Well, when we started making music, we were doing something that was, like, very, like, progressively alternative, especially with, you know, like, DJ elements in it. You know, bringing the DJ to the rock. And, you know, a lot of people were like, if you guys get this right, you could spend a lot of time overseas, like in the United Kingdom and Central and Western Europe. And we just got excited at the prospect of, could we leave our parents' basement? and could we start to see our own country? And I guess with the people that we've encountered through over the years, like, we've always been transparent with everybody. Like, we try to be as real as possible. I mean, that would be my advice to any up-and-coming artist is that you always have to keep in mind that you have to be yourself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because especially now with the era of social media and online forums and stuff, like, people want real. They want, like, real artists, you know, and in our case, like, they want, like, you know, rock and roll.
Right, and that's kind of how your journey or your trip has been so far, just staying true to yourselves. Are you finding that you're getting the success you expected? Is it happening as quick as you had hoped?
No, it's been a real long game for us, but I think that's been the most rewarding part is that we've put in the time. Like, we've done, you know, the Cross Canada tours. We've been to Europe a few times. Like, we've played 10 countries. And the opportunities have just come sort of out of left field every single time. And it seems that every time we put out a new song and the people take to it, it creates this, like, you know, overwhelming cloud of great things that we didn't see coming. And I think that, like, anybody who has a career in music or entertainment will probably tell you the same thing, that it's the unknown that drives you, because it's something that you've created that you take ownership in, but you don't know where it's going to go. And I think that's truly the most rewarding thing for us as a band.
When people are asking me, you know, what are you doing? What are you coming up? And when I told them recently, you know, of course, we got Budweiser New Music Fest. We got, you know, Golden Gate Graves. We got Mother and USS. And they're like, oh, who are these bands? And I explain Ubiquitous Synergy Seekers. And I always reference and point them to your video for Yin Yang.
yes. Excellent.
It's hilarious. And everyone who sees that, man, they're just like, these guys look like they're fun.
Oh, that's great. And I mean, that's who we are. We're a real high-energy act. Like, we just literally like to bring on stage the types of sounds and music and ideas that we like to listen to and that we do in and out of the studio and, you know, music you listen to when you're driving around in your car. And, like, we try to bring that energy, like, to everybody, like, the entire time we play.
So we're going to get you guys on Saturday, but it looks like you guys are gearing up for a huge November. Talk about Six in the Six.
Yeah, so Toronto is home for the band. And we decided to do something very special and unique for our Greater Toronto Area fans. We decided to play all of the venues that we started at back in 2005, 2006. And we are basically like walking the staircase of bigger rooms. We're starting in a room that only has capacity for 66 people. And then we're ending at 1,400 people at the Danforth Music Hall. So we're literally doing six nights in a row for the city. Every venue, with the exception of the last one, has some sort of significance to the band in our past.
I'm a Northern Ontario transplant. I grew up in Southwestern Ontario. I still don't get what the six means.
So basically, Drake, who is our Degrassi High Canadian hip-hop mainstay nowadays. Him and his crew came up with this concept where there's six boroughs in the city of Toronto. There's the 416 area code, which is the original Toronto area code, and there's the new one, 647.
Okay.
So if you take those three factors, what do they all have in common? They're the number six.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided, you know, much as and as an ode to rap music and, you know, the way rappers speak about area codes and where they're from and how proud they are, he designated Toronto as the six.
All right. It seems so simple.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's pretty funny. I mean, anywhere we travel now, like, people are like, oh, the six. Like, we're in Los Angeles all winter working on our album, and even the Angelinos in L.A. were like, yo, you guys are from the six? I'm like, not exactly. We're from Toronto.
Yeah. It's what now all of a sudden it has this aura about it, like right up there with Compton or something.
Yeah, that's right. Like the biggest... the biggest city in the country, and like this financial like heartbeat for the country of Canada, suddenly has this like urban warfare angle to it.
So you're spending some time out in the West Coast in LA working on the album, and we're going to get it in 2017.
Yes, we are, very early actually in January. And that's when our Canadian tour starts.
Okay. So that means we're going to get a little taste of something new this Saturday, eh?
Yes, you will. You will hear some new stuff, especially our new song that we just put out a month and a half ago.
Work Shoes.
Yeah, that's right, sir.
I was just checking that out, actually, on your Facebook page. And again, like you said, just good, fun melding of beats and styles.
That's awesome. Thank you very much for that.
Now let's get some predictions from you. Are the Jays going to make the playoffs?
I was just looking at the score, and I think it's 6-1 in like the bottom of the eighth, and... I don't know. They're just out of sync in September. I mean, and you can't even blame it on, you know, some of the injuries that have been here and there. It's just like the pitching has been meaty. And when our hitters, like the offense that we were spoiled with last fall, in September, it's been virtually nil.
Yep.
Like we're just scraping by on that wild card spot right now. But I don't know. I mean, if anything, as we all know, like if it's the Jays of last year into this year, like we can always bounce back, but I mean, you got Baltimore that's right with us. Boston's pulling ahead. Cleveland, Detroit, they're starting to soar. The Yankees are coming up behind us. Like, I don't know.
It's not the time to slump. Right now. Not the time to slump.
That's right.
And what's your take on the World Cup of Hockey?
Amazing. Unfortunately, we're going to be in Europe as it plays out in Toronto. But watching some of the exhibition action, obviously, down here in Toronto area, all eyes have been on Austin Matthews on the North American squad. But, I mean, Canada's looking good. There's no doubt about it that we've got the serious shot at it. It'll be interesting to see how the Americans play once we get into round robin, because I know they got a bunch of goons on there, bunch of heavy hitters.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it's always the same. Exhibition preseason is one thing, and then you get into your regular season, and then playoffs, a whole different ballgame.
Well, I mean, and you got to. I mean, much like the 2010 Olympics in Vancouver, when like you know Sid the Kid was captain, like. I'm sure that, like, you know, once Team Canada gets going in Toronto, like, they're going to get that sort of, like, nationalistic feel from the fans that'll probably drive them to, like, win every game. So they've definitely had that on their side. So,
all right. So Jay, a.k.a. Human Kebab of the ubiquitous Synergy Seekers, coming to play for a Saturday at Admiral Live at 92.7 Rocks. Budweiser, New Music Fest, Gates at 6. Get your tickets, newmusicfest.ca. Looking forward to seeing you. And, of course, all the best on your European trek.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and we'll see you guys on Saturday.